Thanks for joining us. Today I am speaking to Jeff Selig, who is the Executive Chairman of the IVE Group. Jeff, good to talk to you.
Nice to be back, Tom. Thank you for having me.
Now, as an integrated marketer, it's still an interesting operating environment that you occupy with a lot of disruption, a lot of different factors working on things. How have the last 12 months been for the group?
No, they've been very solid in terms of our performance. Our revenue up about 4%, our EBITDA up just under 10%. A nice uplift in the dividend per share. So a solid set of financial numbers. And we've also seen the last 12 months the bringing to a conclusion of our recent 36-month investment program, where we invested heavily across the group, both in terms of acquisition and capital expenditure and integration. So a lot of heavy lifting over the last 12 months, but certainly from our perspective, a very solid set of numbers and really the cleanest set of numbers we've had since we've listed. In the absence of any acquisitions, yep. A very clean set of numbers, which is, for our investors, has been welcomed.
Well, another thing that your investors would have welcomed is the uplift, as you pointed to, in terms of your dividend. That, in this sort of environment, must have resonated really well.
Yes, it certainly did. Since we listed nearly 4 years ago, our average payout ratio is 71% of our NPAT.
Yep.
So that's fairly high, and the dividend yield for the last 12 months is 7.7%, fully franked, so you gross that up. It is a very, very attractive dividend yield or dividend stream. So I would think, as we cast our mind a little further out,
yep.
to the next 24, 36 months, with a much lower capex number, with no more deferred consideration to pay for acquisitions or past acquisitions, we find ourselves in a situation with continuing a solid financial performance of the business while still maintaining the dividend policy, the current dividend policy. We will be in a world of generating quite a lot of surplus cash. So at a board level, we will make a call on what our net debt position should be, a net debt position that we're comfortable with, and any surplus cash above that position or outside of that position, and whilst observing the dividend policy, will be surplus cash, which we can use for a number of things, keep it in the bank, pay down debt, a potential acquisition, capital management plan, whether that be a buyback, we could look at that. So we'll be in a position where we'll have a number of options moving forward over the next 24 months on the back of very strong cash generation.
You hinted that there were aspects of the business that were going through a consolidation mode, and one example of that is the fact that you're concentrating the brands into one title, as it were. Why is that important?
It's important for a number of reasons. We've been the IVE Group now for 5 years, thereabouts, and within the IVE Group we have four divisional brands. And there's some history around those four divisional brands, but as our business over the years has become increasingly diversified and integrated, presenting to the market under multiple brands, I think we have 10 brands within the IVE Group in total, become somewhat complex and confusing for people, whether you're a customer or whether you're a shareholder or a potential investor in our business, the message is confusing. So we felt, for a number of reasons, the time was right for us to just simplify to just IVE Group.
Yep.
We retain the headline brand and a much more simplified narrative in terms of how we position the company and talk about the company in terms of our offer and product and service offering and so on. It's just the right time for us. I think it'll be very well received by customers and shareholders alike. It's just a much simpler place to be.
Speaking of customers, where are you focusing your efforts in terms of acquisitions at the moment? What sort of industries or areas in particular are you looking at?
Yeah, look, across the board, I think as a result of the diversification of our business and our offer, we spread and operate in all of the sectors of the Australian economy. So our move into sort of catalogue production a couple of years ago, on top of our move into retail display, has made us more retail focused than we were a few years ago.
Yep.
But across the board, whether that be the not-for-profit sector or financial services, some of the large telcos, you know, we've had some very good momentum at a revenue level across the board and across industry sectors, as we would describe them.
Yep. When you look at the economy more broadly, how would you describe it? Where are the pain points that you see, and what are you most encouraged by?
Yeah, I think if I could just go back to the pre-election environment, which sits obviously within our F19 year and results, the 2 months leading up to the federal election seemed somewhat unusual. It was right across the country, and certainly in our customer base.
Which is not unusual for an election.
Not unusual. Yeah. This one seemed to be a little softer than normal. Maybe there was an expectation of a change of government there, and some decision making kicked in early. Not quite sure. So we did feel the effects of that, and it certainly has picked up since the election. I'm talking from an IVE Group perspective across our customer base, but I would still characterise it at a macro level as being somewhat soft trading conditions, particularly in the retail sector.
Yep.
The tier one retailers, but maybe the tier two discretionary spend retail sector. So it certainly improved on where it was earlier in the year.
What are you most encouraged by?
Look, I'm encouraged from an IVE perspective, if I look at our customer base, that where we've invested and expand over the last few years, that our customers clearly see value in our expanded offer, and to that extent we have a very high percentage today of customers that deal with multiple parts of our business, and cross-selling, share of wallet, whatever you want to refer to it as, is an important part of how we grow our revenue and retain our customer base. So I'm encouraged by the acceptance from our customer base that our offer has continued to strengthen over the last 5 years, and particularly the last couple of years, and that makes IGL or IVE Group a far more attractive proposition for them when they're looking to partner with a company that can genuinely help them navigate their way through what is a complex category of marketing communications. That ultimately is our job, whatever the channel, whether that's a paper-based channel or a digital channel. Our job is to work with our customers, and ultimately their customers, to manage the most effective form of communication. If you look at the mix of our business and our product and service offering, we're in the strongest position to be able to do that. So we all are quite encouraged by that.
Often, or historically, when there's been the anticipation of some headwinds in economic terms, unfortunately, marketing spend was the first one to get a red line through it. What's your line of sight in relation to the next 18 months about, you know, corporates and their marketing plans?
Yeah, I think there has historically been a perception that when times are tough, so to speak, that the marketing belt gets tightened. It doesn't necessarily follow. Yes, there are companies, specific companies, where for whatever reason they may tighten their belts generally, and that may impact marketing. But the vast majority of companies that are strong companies and well-performing businesses, they will spend money to drive revenue.
Yep.
And on that basis, it's quite often the last expense line that will be cut. To the contrary, there would be a view by some, when it's a little tighter, that the only way to drive traffic or revenue or sales, whatever we refer to it as, is to invest more in the marketing function. So it doesn't necessarily follow. And interestingly, we get questions on it quite regularly, that exact question. But it may be the case from one company to the next based on something that's unique within those companies, but doesn't necessarily follow. That's our experience.
Similar theme. So how would you compare the expenditure plans of corporates in the next 18 months compared to years gone by?
I think they would be adopting a similar approach to us. They would be very zealous on their expense lines.
Right.
But you need revenue.
Yeah.
You have to drive sales. I think a number of them will be looking at expense lines more broadly.
Yeah.
But the marketing line to the previous discussion, it may be that they're taking some money out of some other expense lines to pump it into a broader marketing spend.
Jeff, it's always good talking to you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Thank you.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.